Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast as we continue with our His 5 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. And today we're going to be talking about the simplicity of the number one and the focus that that takes and how much God cares about each individual. And I'll start, we have a longer passage of scripture today. It's Luke 15, 3 through 7. It says, "Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I found my lost sheep.' I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." So Jesus is talking about how important the one is. And I think about myself, you know, there's always one. Every time I go somewhere to speak or teach or lead chapel, there always seems to be that one, the one person like I used to be. Come in a little late, sit back in the back, you know, someone invited them there. They know they should be there, but they're torn between the world and the word. And God's working in their heart. God's drawing them to himself, but it's taking them a while to respond. And that's the one that God is after on that particular time. It's not that he doesn't care about the others. We know that he surely does, but he's always after the one that's running, the one whose heart is burning, the one that he's chosen. We've all been the one at some point in our life, and maybe that could still be you today. You know, in the scripture we read, Jesus makes it clear that the Father has a heart to seek and to save the sheep that have strayed from him. He wants to throw them over his shoulder and carry them back to the flock. So I encourage you today, be on the lookout for the one God is calling you to minister to. This could be someone in need of hearing the gospel, someone who needs to be encouraged in their faith, someone who needs prayer, or simply someone who needs to be listened to. The one is rarely the most obvious choice, rarely the most convenient, almost never plays out the way we think it should. You know, but God may be calling you to minister to the one this week. So be prayerful. Be on the lookout. And remember, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. And that's our closing verse, Matthew 9:12. On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick." So today, pray about it, seek out the one, and do what God has called you to do. See you next time.